Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama. Smooth Drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-word. I'm joined by my illustrious co-host, Miss 100%, and we, of course, want to hear from you. So in order to get in contact with us, feel free to use the number 646-929-2037. Once again, the contact number is 646-929-2037. Of course, we want you to network with us, so we encourage you to go to our Smooth Drama site. You can connect with us on Twitter, Smooth Drama, on Facebook, my yearbook tag. I'm Dick Hugger. Add me. I'll add you back. We can holler a taste on it. But, of course, as always, I know you ain't really trying to hear from me. You really want to holler at my co-host. So, co-host, how can they holler at you?
They can holler at me on www.greatestcohostintheworld.com or Miss 100% spelled out on Facebook, Miss 100% at yahoo.com or at 100% on Twitter.
All right. Well, now that we done got the greatest co-host in the world out the way. Anyway, we can talk about not co-hosts but roommates. There's a ex-student who's suing her college over her roommate's sex life. I guess this woman Lindsay Blankmeyer couldn't sleep because her roommate was going at it over at Stonehill College. So she says that she tried to sleep, but her roommate was having sex, and say her roommate would wake her up and yell at her. And she says she struggles with depression and attention deficit disorder, and she ended up moving into a hotel where she became more depressed. And she withdrew from school with just 3 weeks left in the semester. I feel so sorry for her. What you think? No? Don't feel sorry for her at all? I understand. I mean, my thing is this. If we have a woman who has attention deficit disorder, would she not be able to pay attention anyway? Just saying. It's kind of crazy to think that you can go through all that. 100.
Yes,
I was saying that since she had ADD, wouldn't it have been easier for her to just blank it out anyway? She wouldn't pay attention too long anyway.
ADD, more than likely, nothing would keep her attention that long. So,
right.
What's the problem?
Exactly. So I don't understand why she's suing and thinking that, oh, I'm going to get paid, I guess, because it's your roommate. You don't like
it? SOL. And for those who don't know what that means shit out of luck. But I think y'all knew what that meant, though.
Most of us did.
I think I just wanted to say it.
Yeah. Well, I guess for the people with shit fetishes, that's a beautiful word.
That's nice. Please.
Yeah, we not going to go there. actually, who should be sued? The Michigan man who is suing the movie theater for overpriced snacks, you know?
I'm with him on that one.
Yeah, Joshua Thompson. He says that he couldn't take it, so he decided that he's going to sue because of the exponential cost of popcorn, bottled water, and other snacks.
Yeah.
He filed a class action lawsuit.
And the now though, what is it? I mean, they're allowed to. Only thing I can see is that they're allowed to charge whatever the hell they want to charge, and that's exactly what they're doing. But I mean, it does seem like it's highway robbery. You know, what is it? $3.50 for a bottle of water?
Mm. Yeah, among other things.
Yeah.
You know, $5 for some popcorn.
Yeah. For a small popcorn.
Right. Exactly. You have to be rolling in dough to have a good time at the movie. That's why most of us sane human beings, we come in there strapped.
Right. With the big purse.
Yes. You got your snacks ready to go. I'm making a lot of noise as soon as the movie starts. And you know, right before the lights are still on, you start ruffling through your stuff, making a lot of noise. Folks are looking like, damn, what the hell y'all doing? But once the surround sound come on, it's on.
Right. All you hear is a bunch of plastic.
That's right. And
I don't anybody think the ones they do that though.
Yeah, well, I hope he wins. Not that it'll work for us because he's all the way in Michigan. But if he wins, we can go to the movies in Michigan and get cheap stuff, I guess.
Now, if he wins, then that set the precedent for other places. So then we can sue everywhere else.
Yeah, I know if he wins that I'm going to file mine. Damn it, I can't take it. These movies cost too damn much anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but the real people who need to be sued is these Arizona swingers who were going on Craigslist looking for dogs to have sex with. I'm not understanding why people have a fascination with having sex with animals.
Well, I mean, this is a dumbass anyway, because just freaking go look around the neighborhood. I know there's plenty of animals that stray dogs or whatever that you can take in or whatever. Like, what the hell? Why do you have to post on Craigslist to find a dog to have sex with?
Well, not only that, but who are these people who are posting their dog, they prostituting your dog pimp?
Right. Right. Because if there's people posting, there's people responding to it, guaranteed.
Yeah, that's just a scary thought. It's like, humans ain't good enough. See, this is why these teachers be hitting it with the kids, because grown folks don't even want to hook up. They want Fido. Taking that, you know, they talk about dog is a man's best friend. Nope, not mine. I promise you, I will pass up a dog in a minute.
I don't even think it's that a human is not good enough. Is that the whole thing we were talking about the pansexual thing, about we'll have sex with anything, anybody, anytime, anywhere, for any reason, that kind of stuff. When you get into the whole realm of I'll just do freaky, whatever, just because I can. When you get into all of that, it starts to be like you want more and more and more till you get to the point where you out of control. And that's what they are, out of freaking control. Just nasty and disgusting. You need to be locked up.
Searching for, I'm saying I need to be a dog lawyer, because, you know, if I was like Dr. Doolittle, can speak to dogs, you know, dogs, it's like, hey, our sex life is great when you let us out.
Right.
You know, I mean, I'm jealous of dogs, because, you know, dogs can get stuck. You know what I would do to be able to be stuck?
I don't think a woman would like a guy being stuck in her. That probably wouldn't be a nice feeling.
Look, I'm thinking it depends. I mean, if it's good, you're like, yeah.
To be stuck?
If you're stuck with the wrong person, yeah. I could see that as a problem. But you stuck with the right person, hey, what's up?
I still don't see that. I don't see that as a good thing at all.
I know. I mean, I'm just saying.
Being a woman, I just, all I can imagine is pain that would probably.
All right. Well, see, but what I'm saying is the female dogs, they never seem to be complaining, although we don't speak dog.
Well, I had to pull my two dogs apart, and my female dog, she was screaming. She didn't like it at all. So that's why I'm getting the whole pain thing from. Yeah, she didn't like that at all. She wasn't happy.
Yeah, but what was the male dog feeling? You only dealing
selfish, only thinking about the male.
No, I'm just saying, you only dealing with 50% of the situation. Right? You know, you can say she wasn't happy. She probably wasn't happy with him, period. But he was happy. He was like, what you doing? I was just starting to get my good stroke in.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Oh, let's start thinking about that. That just...
Anyway.
I don't like to think about the feeling.
Yeah, anyway, speaking on getting your good stroke in, Beatrice made an agreement, a Beatrice woman, which Beatrice is in Nebraska. Why I always think about my homegirl would say, you a Beatrice. And she would say that would be a person that was no good,
okay.
A bitch. Anyway, there's a place called Beatrice. That's kind of funny. There's a woman who pleaded no contest to a misdemeanor charge of obstruction of government operations. She had been charged with felony conspiracy to commit assault. What she did, she asked two so-called friends to stab her in the stomach and shoulder so she could avoid going to a probation appointment the following morning, because she said she needed to sober up. Two men stabbed her, and they are being prosecuted as well.
That was sober her ass up real damn quick and bad.
Well, what I'm saying is, real friends don't stab friends. I can't, you know, I can imagine like, hey, 100, you know, I got a date with my probation officer tomorrow. Can you stab me? Because I don't feel like going.
What I can do is slap the shit out of you. How about that?
That's what you're supposed to do.
Wait, no, I'm not going to slap you because you asked me to stab you. I'm going to slap you because you asked me to stab you. See what I'm saying? Hey, you want to get stabbed? Don't include me in it. Get somebody else for that bullshit. I'm not on it. No. Mm-mm. Well, you're not getting me in that hole. No, that's just crazy. What is your thinking, your thought pattern on that? Can you gut me? Sure, I'll do it. I'm going to go to prison for stabbing, for assaulting you, but yeah, I'll do it.
Fine.
On that note, 2012.
Since 100 won't stab me, she'll just slap the shit out of me. We gonna go on break here, cause we obviously need a break, so you can get your pimp hand back in order. This is Fonte featuring Evidence and Big Crit. This is The Life of Kings.
Welcome back to Spool Drama with host Dick Hugger and me, Miss 100%. That was Fonte, The Life of Kings.
This is The Life of Kings, right?
What about queens?
Well, everything go through queens.
Okay.
We ain't talking about New York.
Just going to forget about us, huh?
Yeah. Wow. No. Never that. Everything is measured through the queen. That's why whenever you see people, they always date themselves back to the queen.
Mm-hmm. Showing up.
Never been a mystery. Speaking of queen, a young girl, Miss Jada Williams, a 13-year-old student at Rochester School Number 3, wrote an essay where she was making comparisons between the slave master discouraging Frederick Douglass from learning to read and modern education struggles in her district. And one, the 13-year-old wrote that. That's deep shit right there.
Right.
And the fact that there was some controversy behind it, so much so that she ended up switching schools because there was a lot of drama. People were singling her out. The teacher gave, she started earning D's after she had wrote that.
Hmm.
You know, and she was talking about, when I find myself sitting in a crowded classroom, this is an excerpt from the from her paper, where no real instruction is taking place, I can say history does repeat itself.
Wow. Now she's 13.
Yep.
And she see it. And not only see it, but she stood up and used her voice, you know. So what's wrong with the rest of us?
Well,
we see it, but we act like it don't exist.
Well, a lot of people have fallen into the whole Matrix trap. Hey, we got cable.
Mm-hmm.
We're about our vices, and everything else culturally is not important. But that's kind of what happens when you don't have a culture or associated with your real culture. Because I think some people think culture is having dinner on Sunday.
Some greens with some fatback in it, so that we could continue the cycle and keep getting heart disease and high blood pressure and kidney failure. I guess that's our culture.
Right. Well, I mean, and that's what I'm saying. You know, people associated a movie with culture. It's not culture. Culture is a consistent way of life, things, social mores, things that you've done that's been passed down to you. A lot of people, when you talk about their culture, they follow their culture historically.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas we have dinner, and little girls can talk about Frederick Douglass, one of the deeper cats in history, and the discouragement of education, and people who can't see that now still being discouraged, but you don't put it in the context that it should be put under.
All right.
Hey, it's happening to us too.
I heard this guy say the other day, he was talking, you know, and it's an older cat talking to another older cat. And he made the comment that, yeah, these young black people out here, you know, they talking about it ain't no jobs. All you got to do is pull up your pants and get out here and find one. Let me tell you, I don't want to be disrespectful. Oh, ignorant ass. And I'm saying ignorant as in, you know, the word, you know, definition of the word, you don't know. You from the old school where your mind is trained to think a certain way. Your mind is trained to think negative about all black people, that if they don't have it, it's because they don't want it bad enough to go out there and get it. But he don't realize that there are forces and things in place to keep people who really want it, people with education, real education, that they're hungry for it, still can't get it. So what do you say to those people, you know? And that just kind of burned my buns to hear, a black man speak that way about black people.
Well, pull up your pants.
So all of us going around wearing saggy pants, is that how you see us? All
pretty
of us?
Much, yeah.
Yeah, ignorant. Anyway, you made me kind of bad. I apologize.
Well, you say the state of Michigan actually, Democratic state lawmakers are trying to move forward with a proposal to provide free college tuition to anyone in Michigan who needs it. I'm like, I'm moving in Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan doing a damn thing, ain't they? Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, wasn't that what was supposed to happen? I thought Obama said that that was supposed to happen for all Americans. Remember, wasn't that part of, you know, the whole time for change thing and all of that? Remember that?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I know it was supposed to happen. They encourage people to go to school, but at the same time, there's no vehicle. I mean, if you really wanted to bail out America, I mean, you could start by forgiving student loans. Because, I mean, if you can forgive these banks and give them billions of dollars so they can go skiing, you can forgive these student loans. You want to encourage people going to school and encourage and help spark the economy. That could help.
I tell you something else. Now, I recently went back to school back in September, and I went back to school under the thing that you know, Obama was supposed to be giving grants for single mothers and different things like that, and I qualified and went through the whole process, and I supposedly qualified. But somehow, I still haven't got my grant money. I had to take out student loans.
The check's in the mail.
So, Mr. Obama, where the fuck is my money at, bruh?
It went to the other people in Michigan who have allowed kids to hunt in Michigan under 10.
Just when I thought Michigan was doing something good.
Well, see, I mean, it goes hand in hand. You know, if we gonna allow you to educate yourself, we also gotta train you to kill yourselves also.
Yeah, you might learn too much. We're gonna have to take you out.
Yeah, well, see what they said. Sales for hunting and fishing licenses have been down about 1% each year for the last decade. So they want to start a new hunting program to encourage kids to learn hunting at an early age. Now, I don't know about you,
mm-hmm.
but I don't trust my 8-year-old nephew with a shotgun.
I got a 22-year-old son, bruh, and I wouldn't trust him behind me with a shotgun.
Yeah,
I don't trust nobody behind me.
Well, behind, I wouldn't trust my son in front of me.
what is the man's name? Dick, was it Dick Cheney?
Dick Cheney, yeah, shot his homie.
Shoot people.
Right, no. Shot his homie in the face.
No, we.
That's
we
what I'm saying.
There.
Yeah, that's what happens when hunting trips. He's like, oh, you look like a bear. I'm sorry.
It ain't gonna happen.
I know we all go into the hospital if I get shot. You shoot me, I'm shooting you back, I promise.
I'm getting one off before
yeah.
I pass out or whatever.
I'm getting a couple off. Pop.
Mistake or no mistake.
I'm sorry, pow. Shut up.
I'm sorry too.
We gonna lay down together.
Right. I don't want you to feel no survivor's remorse.
Yeah, exactly. Now, here's the thing. You know, speaking of shooting, the Colorado Supreme Court struck down a gun ban by the University of Colorado Board of Regents that had prevented students from carrying concealed handguns on campus. So now the Concealed Carry Act, which passed in 2003, they just threw that out the window. Like, hey, you know what? You can take your gat to school.
Wait a minute, they struck down an appeal? So they actually agreed that it's a good idea to have crazy ass college students running around with guns?
Well, just any student with a gun.
I'm saying crazy college students, because you remember college, don't you? I mean, remember all the crazy shit that people would do and then add the gun into the mix?
Concealed gun.
Huh?
Concealed.
That's even worse. Worse to me.
You can sit right up front in front of the professor and he's like passing out them grades. Like, what? I got a C on my paper? That's when you put your gun on the desk. You sure about this?
I don't think nobody would feel. Well, Colorado is about to turn out a bunch of, what is it, magna cum laude students.
Exactly. It's like, wow, the grades have spiked, great grades in Colorado. All the students are just doing excellent.
You think?
Mm-hmm. It just goes to show you that we need these people in the Supreme Court. Those are the folks who need to go back to school or be replaced. Because anybody who thinks concealed handguns on campus is a good idea, either one, they believe that Zombieland, the movie, is about to happen, and you need to, you know, just in case you got to double tap somebody. you just thinking that, hey, you never know. Somebody might try to rob the college campus, and if we're all strapped, we can stop that.
You know, it's just something real quick. When you said the people need to be replaced, just standing outside at 7:45 in the morning to get a license plate, didn't get it until around 12 o'clock today. I just heard a lot of people complaining about the same people who have been in office here in Birmingham for 40 years. And they all doing all this complaining. And, you know, I'm from Ohio, so I asked the question. Well, they've been in place for 40 years, so what are y'all doing about it? And everybody looked at me like they was going to beat my ass. I said, well, damn, I'll just ask a question, you know?
Like, you want us to put our freedom in our own hands?
Well, I mean, you want us to do something instead of just complain?
What wrong with you, woman?
I just asked a question. That's all, you know.
We don't want to be free. We want to bitch and complain about being free.
Mm-hmm. Just constantly complain. That's all they did the whole time. Just complain. They didn't close this office. They didn't close that off. We need this. We need that. Okay, but don't just complain about it. When it's time to elect these people, you know, or vote these people in, where are you at with all of that complaining? Go down to the courthouse and do all of that loud, you know, talking and that educated talk that you're doing now. What's up with that?
You know what I'm thinking? I'm remembering Jungle Fever when they were all in the bar and it was like when David Dinkins got elected in New York, he's like, where was y'all at? Y'all was all leaving New York.
Right.
Like, did you vote? He's like, nah, I had to take my mama to the store. Did you vote? Nah, I had to put some gas in my car.
you know.
Now, I'm not going to say that the political process is perfect and that, you know, voting, whatnot, for these candidates who aren't beholden to you anyway. But the fact is, they aren't beholden to you because you don't hold them accountable.
Right.
I think that is the point that people seem to forget again and again and again.
You're absolutely right, sir.
Unfortunately, until it happens, you're just going to hear them people. Well, hey, I had to go to the store that day. We were short on broccoli. That's why I ain't vote.
Yeah.
Now, I got a question for you. It is a serious question. There are some teens in Lincoln, Nebraska. 17-year-old Lincoln boy who was arrested and accused of making child pornography with his cell phone because he was watching a 15-year-old girl and a 16-year-old boy having sex in the motel room. It says there was a few other teens in the room also when this occurred at a motel. Now, the boy has been arrested and accused of child pornography. Is that child pornography when kids just do something stupid like that?
Oh, geez. I always get the hard questions. But, of course, you know me. I always got to answer. According to the law, any person, the law says it doesn't specify an age or anything. It says any person that's exchanging or anything like that, watching it, whatever, recording it, is guilty of child pornography. However, as a person who's been there, done that, I don't see it that way. I think that's absolute bullshit. First of all, let's arrest the adult who got the hotel room. The 15-year-olds cannot get hotel rooms. Okay, so let's arrest the adult who allowed their kids to go to a hotel room alone and wasn't checking on their kids to see where they were. The hotel manager, whoever it was that allowed them to have that room. Let's look at those people.
If you got cash, a lot of times you can just get a hotel room.
Yes, and I understand that, but it shouldn't be that way, is what I'm saying. I'm grown several times over, and when I want a hotel room, I got to show a driver's license, credit card, you know, everywhere I go for as long as I've been renting hotel rooms. So I'm saying, who's the person that felt like, you know, a little bit of money was better than looking out for these kids?
I'm feeling you there, and I'm just saying that I don't think the kids should be going to jail. I think this is just something that they should learn from it. You know, you spend that one night in jail, be embarrassed. I'm confiscating the video. It's going to be destroyed, and that's it. I don't see that as child pornography, because my definition of child pornography is a grown ass man who's looking at little kids.
Or woman.
Right, or woman. But what I'm saying is, when it's little kids looking at little kids, because it's just, oh, this is just fun, dog. I mean,
that's just the old thing of, if you show me yours, I show you mine. I know everybody remember that.
Right.
And everybody remember peer pressure, and everybody remember, what is it, spin the bottle, and, you know, spin the bottle wasn't always just a kiss on the cheek. You know, we got in the closets and backyard and all that kind of stuff. This is just kids being kids.
Wow, you was all in the closet?
Man, the basement, the closet, all. Oh. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah. That was very enlightening, 100.
You know, I was a kid before.
Yeah, I just think it's funny that they would arrest a kid for that. I don't think you should be arrested for that.
Right, and I don't either. Just like the sexing thing, it's their goods. If they want to show their little boobies to Jimmy, then it's their boobie. They have a right to their own body. You know, how can you arrest a child for feeling like, you know, she want to expose herself to another child? I mean, it is what it is. It's, you know, nothing has changed. This stuff has been done over and over a million times throughout history, you know. Boys and girls are curious about each other. That's what, you know, that's how it is.
No, it ain't. That is not how it is.
Oh, that's right. We're the society that, under the covers, we like to really do freaky things, but outwardly, we like to pretend like we're afraid of dick, you know?
Anyway, on that note, because I'm scared now, y'all go break.
He showed his wiener. Oh, my God.
Anyway, this is my homie, Kali. I used to love her.
I'm feeling better, so accept it. together you got smooth drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with host Dick Hubbard and me, Miss 100%. That was Kylie. I used to love her.
Yeah. He used to love her back in the day. Yes, they broke up. And every now and again, they get back together.
Hmm.
I love that song. All
right.
Since we were talking about child pornography there, now we can talk about the child abuse that you've been perpetrating on the state all this while, Miss 100%.
Oh, yeah. What have I been doing?
Well, according to Wisconsin bill, Senate Bill 507, it's moving to amend the existing state law requiring the Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention Board to emphasize non-marital parenthood as a contributing factor to child abuse and neglect. It's basically... in Wisconsin, this senator introduced this bill aimed at penalizing single mothers by calling their unmarried status a contributing factor in child abuse.
Really?
Really. As you know, that's what you do as a single mother. You contribute to child abuse and neglect.
Really? When you raise your children without the help of anyone? That's child abuse and neglect, really?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, no, when you raise other people's children because they, for whatever reason, are unable to raise their own children, you're still classified as a single parent, so you're still perpetrating child abuse by taking care of somebody else's kids?
Pretty much, yeah.
You know what I believe? I believe he was a victim of child abuse.
We can see that this is messing you up. We done got static. Your anger has caused technical difficulties.
Am I coming through clearly now?
You are coming through clearly now. See, you calmed down a little bit. 100, you was causing static.
They must have felt my vibe because, I was pretty hot, but... He must have been a victim of child abuse because only somebody that has some type of a mental issue would even want to make that a law. That's just ridiculous.
I want to do this for you, 100. I'm going to give you his name, Republican Senator Glenn Grossman.
Actually, you could have stopped that Republican.
Well, I'm just saying... That what and you know what I'm thinking we can do for our next show? Maybe we can call the office of Glenn Grossman and say, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I think that'll be a fun thing to do.
We can just leave that message because I'm sure that they'll let it go. Well, won't nobody be there by the time we call? But I'm thinking that we should call and leave them a message. Like,
but they'll get it the next morning, a nice little surprise.
Yeah. So I'm thinking that we're going to do a Smooth Drama surprise. You know, and call the office of Glenn Grossman and say, really, homie? Is really people's fault? When they're raising the child single.
Mm-hmm. So it's the single parent's fault.
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
As you know, y'all no good.
He sounds like an abusive person.
Yeah, I'm sure he's probably abused his power 2 or 3 times.
Yeah.
You know, stomping on the bathroom floors of Congress. of Republican in Congress, U.S. Representative and Republican presidential candidate Ron Paul says victims of the tornadoes in Harrisburg and in the rest of the Midwest and South shouldn't receive federal aid and should instead buy insurance. You know, because and this is what he's been saying this for a while now. He's saying that he's against the Federal Emergency Management Agency and federal spending in general. He's like, is there a role for federal money in helping all these citizens get their lives back together? He's saying, because there's no such thing as federal money. Federal money is what they steal from the states and steal from you and me. So there's no federal money unless you say, well, they can print it.
I'm just so ashamed of our people. Just Republican, Democrat, whatever you want to call yourself. I'm just ashamed. Listen, I don't even want to go over the whole thing. I mean, this, first of all, that is not idealistic to say that everybody can have insurance because everybody cannot afford insurance. Secondly, as a person who does have insurance, I also understand that insurance does not pay for certain things. So if my home was damaged and my goods inside my home was to be damaged because of a tornado, my insurance might give me a little bit of money, but they're not going to replace everything that I lost in a tornado. Or whatever.
Well, and I think he's talking about that, but he's mainly criticizing FEMA, and I think we can agree that FEMA is no good as an organization.
FEMA is no good, but to say that they don't need some type of an organization in place to help victims of natural disasters and things like that, that's a bit, taking it too far.
Yeah. I mean, I think that if anything, if you're talking about getting rid of FEMA, then that means the insurance that we pay for has to be 100%.
And they have to hold them accountable.
Right.
And that's what's not happening. They're allowing, taxpayers to spend billions of dollars every month out insurance premiums, and then we get nothing back. They always find a way to not give us what we're due. So make these insurance companies accountable. Hold them accountable.
Oh, fine. You want them to be accountable. I guess you want Richard Siebel, the chief federal district court judge in Montana, to be accountable also.
Fuck Richard Siebel.
All right. For those of you who don't know, Richard Siebel last week had sent some of his friends an email containing a joke based on sexual and racist slurs against President Obama. Basically, it was saying that black people were animals, and that his mother had slept with one.
Mm-hmm.
He, of course, said, yeah, he did not send the email because it was racist, but because it was anti-Obama.
He sent the email because he's a piece of shit. That's why he sent the email. And just like all bitch-ass people, I bet he turned around and offered some sort of apology, right?
Well, see, there's your anger again coming through. He actually said, well, the joke was racist and that he displayed very poor judgment. And he, of course, didn't intend his email to become public, even though he used a government computer and an official email account to spread his email amongst his other Supreme Court justices across the country.
Like I said, he's a piece of shit, bottom line. I mean, I don't even want to give him any more.
Well, I think for the most part, we need to clarify something. When folks talk about why you don't have what you say comfort with the system, you don't have a belief in the system. We say the people who are to uphold the laws and who are supposed to have your best interests at heart at a federal level, at a fair-based objective level, feel like we are animals.
Mm.
You know how they feel about animals. They scour in Craigslist looking to have sex with them. It's hilarious that, you know, you can have this situation, and technically there is no vehicle to get this man out. And I'm saying, where's the punk ass Occupy movement?
Right.
You got the Wisconsin guys who are still dissing. They want to blame single mothers for the ills of society. And then you have this guy who's a Supreme Court judge. He basically sending jokes saying that black people are monkeys. Yet he presiding over cases with black folks every day, and he's supposed to be fair and impartial. You believe that, right?
No.
Yeah, I don't either.
I've never, ever seen so much disrespect for coming from the American people towards the American president. I understand. He is not, you know, the people's choice, or, you know, he's not able to do everything that he set out to do or promised to do. He fucked up, just like all presidents do. They fuck up. But the people are so disrespectful towards, he is the president of the United States of America. And people are just so disrespectful towards him. It's ugly and disgusting.
Well,
now, have we been that way towards Bush? You know,
well,
it would have been an uprising.
Well, some of us were that way toward Bush. I mean,
I've never seen anything this ugly.
Oh, no, of course not, because Bush and them had guns and would shoot and kill you. But that's a whole nother story. I want to go down real quick. Give some shout outs. I want to give a shout out to my niece Sierra. She gave me a call, said she loved me. I love you too, Sierra. I want to give a shout out to my niece Andrea, who's going through some things right now. I want to give a shout out to my cousin Lisa, to my cousin Shell. I love all y'all, and I hope things work themselves out. And on that note, for Miss 100%, I'm Dick Hugger, a.k.a. F the N-Word, and we're Smooth Drama. And as we said over and over again, we're out, but we still going hard in the paint. We will be back. Peace.
Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.